We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the WEEI Roundtable. They don't need me, and they certainly don't need Keith. So stupid, we have our own shows. So dumb. Featuring Glenn Ordway, Jerry Callahan, Lou Merlone, and Rich Keith.
It's gone! A grand slam!
WEEI Roundtable is brought to you by Northeastern University DeMoor McKim School of Business. Now broadcasting from Jake and Joe's in Waltham. The Roundtable on WEEI.
All right, this is working out great. You see Dale Leaf? Boy, he couldn't get out of here fast enough, could he?
It's opening night. What do you want him to do? He's going to get out there.
That's right. I forgot about that. We had Keith. We had Callahan. Mutt's at the bar. Well, we'll check in with him in about a couple of hours.
And I'm on Lou.
Lou is nonstop. Poor Lou.
Iron Man.
Baseball guy. It's all about baseball. I got to have Lou baseball.
Yeah, it's a normal shift. Yeah. What do I care?
Yeah, they brought us in so we could teach you a little something about baseball, Lou.
I haven't listened to it yet.
What are the odds here?
Last hour boring enough? Did we get the thumbs up from the boss? Was that boring enough?
I'd be boring. I thought it was good stuff. Hard-hitting stuff.
It was awful. It was like a pause in the middle of it. And he goes, Christian, are you awake? Like, I'm watching music videos. Did you hear it?
That was a tip exchange.
Welcome to Lou and my world.
He's watching Beyonce.
And then he says too much in here for him. Something that I said this morning. He goes, I heard Jerry say something this morning about Verducci. I love this. When Mutt says, that's Jerry. He likes Verducci. Me, I don't like that sporty, boring baseball talk.
Oh, yeah?
Love when Mutt and Ken.
What about at 6 o'clock at night?
Right. I know. It's the most boring, sporty baseball show of all. Mutt. 15-minute pregame show.
So what are the chances that Kirky will come in and just take over?
I just talked to him on
the way. Is he on his way?
Yeah, he's thinking about stopping.
He should crash.
He loves the food.
He should crash the party here.
He loves the food here. He's thinking just come, you know, for a burger.
Why wouldn't he come for a guest? Mm-hmm. You know, a couple segments or two.
He might. He's unpredictable. Did you see him last night? He went out, partied with Ratfo and Tangway.
Josh Gordon?
That's pretty good.
No, they had a blast. They were eating and drinking soft drinks at that Mexican place near
by Burlington.
Having a good time and yelling out boom sauce, whatever the hell that means.
What is that boom sauce?
Bradfoe's got some sort of side deal going on, I think.
Why is Bradfoe?
It's a workaround.
He always has side deals going.
I don't know. I guess it's his hustle.
How does he get t-shirts? You guys get nothing to promote the show.
He does more stuff. He works harder at stuff that nobody cares about than anything.
Well, you don't like hearing about Joe Kelly's dog and how he gets along with Astro?
No, is that one?
I don't know, but that's what I feel like we get.
No, I don't. But whatever.
It's good to see you. It's good to see
you. I was hoping to get Keith's take on Kavanaugh. What do you think?
Go ahead.
I've been talking about it all day.
What's the latest?
You know, it's been nonstop.
Well, you were a heavy drinker in college, right?
Was?
I like
parties.
Beer.
Yes, right?
Yeah, sure.
Beer, do you like beer?
You drink enough beer, you will black out. It's a promise. I can promise you.
Yeah, but if you black out, you don't know you blacked out, so he's not lying.
No, trust me. You find out the next day that you blacked out. Take a look at your texts. Take a look at what the stories that people tell you. Yeah, you blacked out.
In the morning, we call that a mud, all right?
Okay. But there's a word for it.
I noticed that I've never seen Big O this happy, by the way, Jerry. I just want to let you know.
Yeah,
you guys are sitting next to each other. He's missed Jerry time, but old school.
Oh, the long crossover.
We're on a 10, like the 15 minutes you guys used to spend.
I'm a big fan. I listen to your show every day. I don't understand why they're ruining it for you today. It's probably, everyone would have been listening. Now they're saying,
what
did they do to my OMF? It just started a friggin' month ago, and now we're like
6 weeks, and they're
sending
already
in reserves.
Already tinkering.
Sending in the cavalry, Keith and Callahan here to save you.
No. They'll bring Eddie in tomorrow. Handle them.
How long of a ride was it for you? Come up here this time of night.
It was great.
Good trip.
I got about 3 miles away. It's dead stopped up there.
Yeah, beautiful. It's a good trip this time of night. I would say.
Do you guys have to go home from here?
I actually got to do Burlington. I got to do the game tonight a little bit.
Good for you.
Little TV piece.
Losing demand.
Sit there and break it down.
Losing demand.
My life's over until these guys get eliminated.
Losing demand.
Well, according to my friend Everett Drellick, it's going to be about 3 days from now.
Oh, Jesus, Everett Drellick.
If that happens, just think of the turmoil you're going to see in this town. First of all, with David Price, what happens to David Price if he loses on
Saturday? I'm going to give you my analysis, and then I could throw it to these pikers like Lou over here. They got to get off to a fast start.
Ooh, good. Oh, that write that down.
Is that a key? Is that a Callahan key?
Wait, get the keys out.
Get the keys out. That might be it.
That's
right
a Callahan
there.
Key.
Gary on base, Callahan.
Got to get a
fast start. Got that.
They get it because I hope they don't. To be honest with you, if they lose game one, it's going to be fascinating to watch. Look into David Price's eyes. Look into his soul when he takes the mound for game two.
I hope you guys shredded Drellick this morning. That article was borderline embarrassing for me.
About him, filleting?
No.
Not exactly that. No,
not that.
The article he wrote today, but it's not a big deal about this.
Oh, the pressure. What's the difference between the pressure in the postseason? Was he? Because he's mentally weak. There's big games in the regular season. It's no different.
I hate that. It was good to hear from you because I hate the people who say there's no
difference. Oh, my God.
It's a Bill James thing, right?
It's night and day.
He the one who started with that stupid thing.
There's no stat for it.
You can't quantify it.
Right.
I said to Drellick, did you see the Ryder Cup? And he went, huh? The what?
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
I said, you can see pressure. You can
melt.
You can almost touch pressure when you watch the Ryder Cup.
Right.
Baseball's a close second in terms of sports where you can feel it. It's almost tangible. It's silly to say it's actually tangible, but don't you feel it in baseball?
There's so much, like, you know, we talk about these guys deliver the baseball in 25 seconds, 30 seconds, need a pitch clock. That would help in the postseason. Because you're out there in the field for like 30 seconds crapping yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Because
yeah.
You don't want to make the error to blow the game. Oh, you're a pitcher, 1-0, you're crapping yourself because you don't want to fall behind 2. Right. There's almost so much
time.
It's
like watching Dustin Johnson putting the Ryder Cup go, hit the freaking ball.
Exactly.
You know,
he's good in the fight at parties after the
sure. How do you know who won the fight? Do we have a?
They didn't
say
who won.
Who do you think would have?
He's denying it. He said it never happened.
Who wins that fight?
No, it depends. What kind of state was Dustin Johnson in?
That's a good point.
If he's out of his mind, I would take Dustin Johnson. He would feel no pain. At that point,
Kepka
was fighting
jacked.
Over his wife.
Right, Paulina was involved.
That's not a shock.
No,
that's not a shock.
No. But Kepka's wife, his girlfriend's nothing to sneeze at.
Kepka looks like Mutt. Only six, about
he doesn't look like a golfer.
Maybe
10 inches tall.
Yeah, he looks like a golfer.
He looks like Mutt. Mutt, we're full grown.
Right.
Poor Mutt. It's a good question. We need to get the answer to that. Who won that fight?
I'm going with Kepka.
We'll get
there. Okay.
So Sale, we don't know what we're going to get out of Sale on Friday. And let's say Sale loses the game, as you said. Boy, you wonder what David Price is.
It's
going to
be great.
Deal with
what's your over-under on innings for Sale?
Five.
Oof.
You going
that's
over?
Not good.
I'll go under.
Five. And I'm going to Evaldi piece for a couple.
Are you going over, though?
No, I'm setting it at five.
Are you setting
so
it
you're
five?
You're going push then.
I'm going five.
You're going push then?
I'm not going over. I'm trying to push.
I'm going under.
4 2/3.
Yeah,
okay, good. You're under.
That's not good.
Going?
I'm going over.
I'm going
five.
Under.
Really?
I'm going under.
I'm doing the 4+, where you go out for the fifth, but you don't get an out in the 4+.
Oh, yeah, 4+.
Right. Yeah. He goes out for the fifth, doesn't retire a batter in the fifth.
When he walks off the mound, is the trainer with him?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
See,
How's that shoulder?
I don't think so. Because we talked to Alex this morning, and so he threw on flat ground on look at that, Mutt delivered.
Mutt, good boy.
How about that?
Look at that.
Oh, my
beautiful.
God.
Beautiful. Yeah, what's that?
Plastic straw and everything. I like
what's
it.
What's that little thing
hey, was that jazz hands instead of clapping?
Yeah.
Okay. So he threw Monday on flat ground. Yesterday he threw a bullpen inside. Didn't, you know, the mound was a little
what does
different.
That mean to you?
Well, so then he's throwing another bullpen today.
It's a lot of bullpens.
He is not throwing like that 3 days in a row if it's a health issue.
Right.
So, to me, that makes me feel better about the health issue. Really? The question is, did he find anything? We'll find out, first inning Friday night.
I don't know how you throw 90 last week and then 98 on Friday.
I don't think you do. I think you throw 94, hopefully.
Yeah.
And that's good enough?
Yeah, it was good enough in April and May, but it sure as hell ain't 98.
No.
So, they lose the game Friday
imagine
night.
That, right. Oh, that'd be that Saturday game's going to be great.
Oh, boy.
And we're sitting here. We were very concerned that, and we knew it wasn't going to happen, that Price would pitch in Yankee Stadium.
No.
You can't do that. So now you're pitching him at Fenway Park. You're down 0-1 in the series. And what's the crowd going to be like if he's going to
be great?
Struggling.
It's
going to
be fantastic.
In the first couple innings? Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Oh, they're going to get after him. And he's got to be praying it's the A's. I heard you guys talking last hour. Who would Sale rather face? For Price, it's a no-brainer. Price pitches against the Yankees like it's a playoff game anyway. So now if you add the two together, maybe they cancel each other out. I don't know. Maybe it ends up working out for them.
I think it's
obvious, right?
Yeah, it is. It's obvious because there's too much. It's too much name recognition. I think, you know, we always talk about like presence in the batter's box. I don't care if Gary Sanchez is hitting .170 when he steps in the box. You'd be afraid he's going to get hot in your ALDS and bury you.
Right.
And a lot of those guys up and down the lineup, you have the same feeling about.
Do you think Price chokes?
I don't think it gives you a good performance. Now, when you say choked, two innings, five runs?
No, yes. I mean, well, maybe.
No, I'm saying four or five runs in about five.
I'm going to say Lou Maloney looks into his eyes and can see that he's melting. we call that a Ricky Fowler. I'm sorry, but I'm just the
you're really hung up on the Ryder Cup, it sounds like.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Good he went Lord. In the water on three straight holes.
Yeah.
Under great pressure. That's choking. That's defined.
Yeah, that could be this.
The thing that worries me, and he tries to play it off like, it's just one bad inning. Well, one bad inning has always buried him.
That's all it matters.
Like that Baltimore start. Right. He's great in the first. They give him five. He gives him back four. And it's like, you can't do that in a postseason. And if you play the Yankees, that's exactly what can happen because it's bomb, bomb, bombs away. Right.
And then don't you have to have a quick hook? Like, you can't let him get out of it. Like, if he gives up three in the third, Cora can't be like, well, you know, hopefully he pitches out of this. Like, you got to get somebody
up. You send him back
out
for the fourth, leadoff walk, here comes
see you later. Yeah, right.
Pitching is like that one.
He said that today.
You know, golf aside, you could see the pressure. Chilling.
Enough with the golf,
Chilling,
my God.
Chilling, you could see that he loved it.
Yeah.
You know, he ate it up. Pedro is.
How about Lester last night?
Lester, great example. Where you can just see that they love that feeling, that heaviness. That's on with Price. It's the opposite. He sounded scared to Drellick, didn't he?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I said before, you know, the whole hell no, never, never, never. It sounded like
Protest too much.
It sounded to me like Manti Te'o when they asked him if he liked women.
It's like,
I like women?
You're overdoing it.
I hit three last night.
As Kirk would say, Mike Pence. Whoa, we love the ladies.
Yeah, exactly.
Going a little overboard. Porcello was the same way. He was very defensive in that piece with Drellick.
Yeah. He's even worse in the
playoffs. You're sitting there going,
worse.
Well, he won a Cy Young and then went out there and crapped his pants.
Right. And he's awful against Oakland, right? I think he has a terrible start against Oakland. The Yankees he's actually not bad against, but I thought Eovaldi gives him a better chance than Porcello does. Porcello's been a disaster. He has some insane stat where he's appeared in 11 playoff games in his career, all losses. Every time he's pitched, as a starter or as a reliever, Detroit, Red Sox, whatever, the team has lost the game that he has been on.
They have 19 starts amongst them.
No wins.
And no wins. Right.
That's amazing.
19 starts.
Although, the stat that I stole from Verducci and Fourier.
Yeah, stole from you and Verducci. Yeah,
sort of.
It's amazing. 86 guys have started 9 postseason games. And only one is winless?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
That's amazing.
Do you think Price knows that?
I'm sure he's well aware of it.
Yeah.
To your point about Eovaldi, like Alex said he's available game one, and I think that's kind of the recipe, sail for five, Eovaldi for a couple. But if he doesn't pitch for whatever reason, I wouldn't be against throwing him game three in Yankee Stadium.
Yes.
1-1 type of thing rather than Porcello and go from there.
But then you'd ruin Porcello, wouldn't you? He would have no confidence.
He may already be ruined.
He's not mentally weak. You hear me? Effing drops his effing Evans on the effing field.
Yeah, to really censor him.
So everybody's saying the Yankees. Nobody is willing to throw out the Oakland A's. You laugh at the way they're throwing the rotation.
I wish they would take the game seriously.
They are taking
it's a wild card game. And you go home, and they're like, hey, let's start. You ready to start?
You're an old fart. You're an old traditional baseball guy.
Give me a starter to start games. Call me crazy.
This is the only chance they have of winning.
Liam Hendricks is the only chance they have.
Yes.
Glenn, come on.
Familia will be in there in the third inning. They got an
opportunity. They might. That might be the best chance.
Do they have nine relievers that can use today? That's what they're going to need.
It's the lowest payroll
team
in Major
League Baseball. But you're trotting them out there. So now you got Liam Hendricks, who has 24 innings pitched. He put him out there for, what is it, McCutcheon, Judge, Hicks, Stanton?
Yeah.
You're going to be down 2-0.
Yeah, but you tell me.
Is that what you want to do?
But who knows? The hitters may look at it and say, totally confused. We just got a read on this pitcher, and now suddenly he's out of the game, and we got somebody
else in the game. He's gone like 13 scoreless or something like that, like 13 innings. I mean, he only goes one inning whack.
His ERA is over 4 on the season.
Yeah.
You know,
I like Lou's analysis of the A's.
Am I wrong?
10 6-foot-tall white guys that all look the same.
When they played them in Boston, I looked them
difference?
Up. Most of them are 6'2", so I went to 6'2". 6'2" white dudes.
It's that Jed Lowry type.
Well, they mixed in some now. They're different teams.
They're all 6'2" white guys making $700,000.
Yes, all of them. All of them.
$66 million payroll.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. And here they have the lowest payroll in Major League Baseball.
They're a good team.
They
just don't scare you. They don't know the names. The Yankees scare the hell out of you.
But that's why they have to do what they're doing. Tonight. They have to throw it out there. Who are you going to throw as a starter? Mike Fiers?
Sure.
He's not going to win against that lineup.
Liam Hendricks? You're happy with Liam Hendricks?
For one or two innings.
If he gives you two innings, what if he gets hit around in the first inning?
I'll tell you what. I'll guarantee you this.
Okay.
This will be a longer game than last night's game. Last night's
with all the pitching
changes.
It was only 5.5 hours.
This will go forever.
Nice little Tuesday night.
That's what scared me the most, that stress, watching that game last night. It was a little bit reminder. Like, do you have guys like that can come in? and do that in the seventh? You have
Did
guys
you
like that that can
thing?
Do that in the eighth? No, I left in the 11th, the 12th.
I stayed with it.
I missed it.
You watched till 1:38.
He did. And then he woke up and he listened to indie radio, read the Indie Star.
Right. Absolutely. Sacramento Bee.
Sacramento Bee. Yeah.
I like the
Detroit Free Press.
Relic said he stayed up till the end until we pressed him on. He said, well, I might have been the 11th. I might, you know, maybe the 10th.
Yeah.
No one stays up.
Sacramento Bee talking about that big matchup against Golden State this week in a preseason game. It's a big matchup.
It's a big matchup. I'm glad you did your homework.
I broke it down.
Sacramento Bee.
It down.
He paid for the subscription too.
Yeah.
This guy.
Yeah.
Good. You never know you're going to.
Is there a paywall?
Yeah, paywall. Yeah.
You get five articles
for every city. Every city's done it.
Do you still read the Globe? Because you can't.
I do not.
Won't pay for it. You're too
I do
cheap
not.
To pay
I
for
mean,
the
I
Globe.
Would never pay for
it's
it.
I don't know if it's principal.
It's
or
75
cheap.
Cents an article. I like to read Chauncey, and they'll print them out for me. But other than that, it's worthless.
They print it out to you?
Yeah, when I go to work, I don't. Okay. At home, I don't read it.
I read it.
Why do
How
you?
About the Athletic? Do you subscribe?
Not
to the
yet,
Athletic?
But now that they hired Buck, you know.
Yeah,
I'm
we're all in
like
Buck.
To.
We got it now. You got it.
Got to keep.
I feel like I read all day, all night. I can't handle any more. I got enough. You know, I don't know how the Athletic's going to make it. I'm
they keep
confused.
Hiring guys though, so they must be doing
them.
Something all right.
I'm confused. Yeah. The whole Athletic thing confuses me.
I'm with you. Every single city's got, like, what, one or two beat writers for every single sport.
They're
hiring everybody.
And they get paid real money. And they're traveling. I don't know who's paying. I asked Buck that today. He was in the station. I said,
and
who the hell is
and they're,
paying
and
for
they're
this?
Doing, and they're doing video as well. See, I think it really makes it difficult for Greg Bedard's local project here.
Because
he's got, like, 9,000 subscribers, and they're paying, like, $35
a piece. I saw that the other day. You know, so thank everybody who had 9,000 subscribers. I'm like, is that enough?
No.
I don't think so.
That's not a lot of money. He's traveling everybody. He's
paying
these guys.
Guys, right?
Yeah.
They got a guy for each team.
And they're all traveling.
Yeah, right.
The traveling expenses alone.
You know, Keith probably likes the formula. I don't. The straight news, wonky X's and O's. They should have someone tossing bombs every
day. Yeah, they need that.
Saying fire the manager.
Right.
Well, that's what Buck's doing right now. The Athletic doesn't have beat writers. He's a columnist.
Yeah.
So he can go a little bit off the, game story.
They should hire Alex Reamer. That's who they should hire. Have him. Say, write the craziest thing you could think of.
He's the next media guy in town. We don't need him. Yeah. We need a new media guy. He's going to be the guy.
By the way, Harold
has no columnist. Yeah, Harold has nothing.
We loved his take on the Whipple issue at UMass.
I heard you.
That made an awful lot of sense. For that guy, of all people.
A necessary overreaction is his term.
Yeah.
And what happened to him? It was a necessary overreaction.
That's what I said. Six
they
months
put him on the sidelines for six months.
6 months wasn't that's enough.
Right. Are you kidding me? So, Alex, should we put you back in hiding
experience.
Again for another 6 months?
Well, he knows from
I
experience.
Heard your take. I heard his take. I didn't hear Dale's, but I heard your take.
Yeah.
And I don't know how someone who talks into a microphone 4 hours a day could say, "Oop, oh, stop him. He said the wrong word."
Yeah.
One word, not like an F word, not one of the seven dirty
words. I think he did say the wrong thing, but I don't think he should have lost the game.
Just
apologize.
I don't think he should
have
lost the game.
He just says, you know what?
Yeah. Again, I didn't mean it that way.
Right. I'm fine with that.
What happened to those kind of situations where you say, I probably could have picked a better word. Sorry.
Hey,
next question.
Jerry, did you hear that story we were talking about afterwards about the University of Manchester?
Yes, we did that today.
No more clapping. Causes anxiety with their students. And it's disrespectful to the deaf.
Yes.
Well.
Because it causes anxiety. They don't care about the blind because the blind, they can't see the jazz hands, apparently, right? So they don't care about them.
Clapping is disrespectful to the deaf. Can't they see you do it?
That's
Jerry,
what they
Jerry,
say.
How do I turn my legs on and off anymore?
I don't get it. No more clapping. No more laughing. No more clapping. No more nothing. Sucks.
What a world. What a world.
What else you got, Big O?
What a world. You want to go to the topic list? Let's go to the topic list.
I didn't get that email.
Joey's got a topic list for him. Dave Dombrowski, survive or should they fire him?
Did you really move?
We'll start with you.
Did you really get an email? I didn't get one. He didn't get one.
I did not get an email.
Just to the hosts.
Yeah.
I love Lou, though. Lou's great. So he gets the memo. He gets the topics. Lou sends a memo back. Nah, these should be the topics.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. He changed.
Well, they had...
He changes them
focused
all.
On Drellick because I think the article's ridiculous. The guy's so out of touch and doesn't know the difference between pressure in a playoff game and regular season because he's never played past Little League in any kind of sport since the age of 12.
It was stupid.
And by the way, he's getting fat, too. Have you seen him lately?
He's getting a little bigger.
Yeah, he's got the Michelob bottle going now.
Yep.
Drellick is one of those baseball guys who thinks, that Bill James worships Bill James, I assume, and Bill James doesn't think you can quantify pressure, so they dismiss it.
They don't have a pulse.
But you can see it with your eyes. You don't have to quantify it.
I was telling a story about, when I said
did
Price.
Did you feel like you were good under pressure? You must have been at one point.
Well, yeah, at one point you are, right? And right. to me, every game for me was pressure because if I didn't play well, I got my ass sent down to freaking Pawtucket.
Yeah,
right?
Go.
But I'm like, you can't tell me who the only game I'd started in the playoffs was game three in the ALDS against Cleveland. When Nomar went down, we're down 0-2.
Was that 99?
99. Like the
and
night,
you went short?
Yeah, when Nomar had to miss one game, he got a shot in his wrist. When Jimmy Williams told me I was at short, you know, after having a nice conversation about why he doesn't want to put Donnie freaking Sadler in there because wow. he was up all year long instead of me, and they kept sending my ass down because this kid couldn't hit. He couldn't do a damn
him.
Thing.
He's so fast.
But
though,
yet when the playoffs came, he started me.
Get him going. He was really
get him going.
I went home at night, and I just sat there and stared at the wall. I woke up the next morning and sat there and stared at the wall like I was talking myself into everything was going to be okay. I was singing during the game because I needed to keep my mind off the pressure of the situation. I got this guy telling me there's no difference between a playoff game and a big game in September. Yeah, September's bigger than April, but October's in a different league.
What song were you singing, you remember?
It was probably Eminem.
It wasn't everything going to be all right.
No, no sure as hell wasn't. And it wasn't Sweet Freaking Caroline either, because I didn't feel too good.
I don't understand. If you look at the history of David Price, this guy has been as good a pitcher as we've had in the last decade, and we've seen how he craps his pants when you get into the postseason. How could that not be?
But you know what he's smart.
How can we avoid that?
He's smart. Yeah. He went to Vanderbilt. He sounds smart.
Smart guys get
and
pressure.
He thinks too much. Simple. Yeah. Right?
Yes.
That article sounded to me like two guys that still don't know how to win in the postseason.
Oh, freaking out.
Like making it sound like it's all random. And, hey, I had a great year. And if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. I go out and do it next year and try to – you know. Meanwhile, if you ask Curt Schilling, I guarantee you he could tell you what the difference is and what it takes to win in the postseason as opposed to the regular season because he's had success.
Most great players, you guys talked about this, who are having trouble under pressure, get over it. You know, like, again, with golf, Phil Mickelson couldn't win a major. Eventually
he
got
but
over
then he did.
It.
Yes. Right,
always goes back to golf.
It was, Clemens was that way.
Even A-Rod was terrible for a while.
A-Rod is the best example. Yeah. You were wondering, is he a choker? Eventually he hit.
It wasn't.
Yeah. Usually and that's like his numbers are still not great, but he is
overall.
But you know what?
Great player.
But you know, Jerry, I looked at it like guys like Randy and Roger, I agree. That's what we say about him. You know, Randy in his first eight starts, who couldn't get over the hump, who couldn't get a win, had a 3.18 ERA.
Yeah, you'd take the 3.18.
You know, Clemens had a 3.17 when he couldn't get over the hump. This guy's got a 5.8. He ain't giving his team a chance to win.
And usually the ones who get over it are great. You know, Clemens, A-Rod, Mickelson, the great ones get over it.
Do you think
is
Price
he good
is great?
Enough?
Yeah, okay, that's the question,
is he
right?
Great?
I think
he was.
I think he goes out there. He has a little bit of problem, and by the third inning, he opts out of his contract.
I hope so. I really hope that.
I'm out of here.
He won't.
He will never.
No, he's not going to.
There's no way.
It's such
money.
A dumb topic. Why is he ever going to opt out?
Unless he hates it that much, but I mean, you can
so
look
what?
At the paychecks, right?
You know what he can do, Rich? He can kick and scream and get traded. If he hates it that much.
Yeah.
That guys do it all the time.
Yeah, that's true.
Trade me, but make sure that contract comes with
it. Locked in and then go.
He'll force it. But I will say this. Has there ever been more uncertainty? Have you ever seen more uncertainty with game one and game two, especially when we're talking about a team that won 108 games?
Yeah, best team in baseball. Right? And you're like,
We're sitting here and have no idea what's going to happen in game one or game two because your two starters right now have a big question
mark. That's right. Your bullpen's locked in.
No, the bullpen's all right. I saw a recent poll that said out of Red Sox fans, 59% think they're porked. There's a recent poll, and so that's not good. You know, you don't know who the opponent is
what
yet.
Was that poll for?
Already
porky?
A bunch of homers, because I thought it would be higher than that.
Well, 41% said goosed, so it's pretty similar.
Verducci story that we all talked about is the list. Do you see the list
of all the guys?
And the Red Sox as a team.
Yeah, right. They're all there.
And Price as a guy is first in the whole MLB under
It was interesting
pressure.
Because they put Boone on that list, right?
Yeah.
Boone was on there with
But he didn't put Cora. He just put the Red Sox. Because they failed so bad the last 2 years that if they lose this, I don't know if too many people are going to blame Cora. We got to see how it plays out. They'll blame the roster and they'll blame Dave Dombrowski.
I don't think they will unless he makes a major mistake somewhere in strategy.
Because if the bullpen blows it, it's on Dombrowski. Right. If Price blows it, it's on Price.
The only guy that can blow it where people say, hey, what can you do, is Kimbrel.
Yes.
That's it. What can you do? Kimbrel comes in with one game lead and blows it.
He's gone
anyway,
right?
What if everybody else, you like, told you so.
What if Mookie has a bad series? Probably going to be the MVP, but what if he goes, you know, 1-for-20?
I mean, it's a knock on him, but it's not like guy sucks.
No, definitely not.
He could be the savior, though.
He could.
Of Price on Saturday.
He absolutely could.
Because
with Jerry. They got to get off to a hot start. Yeah. They got to score more runs than the other team.
Yes. Fast start, I like that.
Yes.
Can I write that down and use that again?
I got that from Rich
Gannon. I'll give you a little bit of credit. Yeah,
that's a Rich Gannonism. You want to get off to a fast start, and you want to play all four quarters.
Yeah, yes. I like that one.
Yes, and you got to be good in all three phases. Offense, pitching, defense, you know.
Joe Tessitore is my new hero. I like it. Anytime
they brought Witten in to make Tessitore sound good.
Anytime there's a play.
They bring Booger in for?
He gets excited. He gets excited. Anytime there's a play, it doesn't have to be a good play.
No,
or
just
a
loves
bad
it.
Play.
Loves football.
He just
he's like Jack Edwards. He shames you into liking it. Right. What else are you doing? How are you not entertained? This is, I don't know what you're doing if you're not watching this.
I guess I am.
What's he going to say when there's like a guy paralyzed on the field this year? Because Sean McDonough was great at that, saying, you know, what is going on.
He's
going
to ignore it.
He did the Ryan Shazier.
Yeah,
and he was saying.
He's going to ignore it.
Lou said this yesterday. Commercial, and he'll say, "See you later."
He's the perfect guy for Roger Goodell. Yeah. Lou was saying
doesn't
yesterday.
Talk about any of the
question
hits.
Any.
Talk about
no,
any
the
penalties.
Perfect guy for Roger Goodell is Rich Eisen. Get it straight. Yeah. You ever get a foot rub from Rich Eisen? Oh, he's soft hands. Oh, it's wonderful. Rich Eisen was hired and paid a fortune to.
He was the first hire by NFL Network.
Right,
he was.
To, as my friend Kirk would say, to work the.
Oh,
someone's got his finger on the button.
Huh?
Someone, somewhere.
He's drinking. He doesn't have his finger on the button. He said no.
Yeah, every producer at the station's over here drinking. I think they say, working the shaft.
Wow. Is Monk working tonight, or is he just here for recreation?
All right, he's here to flex. Look at him. He gets the shirt two sizes too small, and he literally pushes
good,
like this.
He does look
He's
good.
Looking good. All right, Jerry, we're going to take a break. You'll be happy to
Can
know
I
we went
now?
Well beyond the normal stoppage here with the clock, so
about
you'll be proud of us. Yeah. We'll be back. More. Jake and Joe's, we're out in Waltham, this little roundtable we do every year.
Let's get you back to the WEEI Roundtable, broadcasting from Jake and Joe's in Waltham with Glenn Ordway, Jerry Callahan, Lou Merlone, and Rich Keefe on WEEI.
How... What have you seen with him that can give him from being a throwaway Pablo Sandoval-esque player to a guy now you're thinking, boy, do they need Encarnacion next year because Hamlin might be their first baseman or DH in 2017?
Was that last year or 2 years ago?
That was an hour ago with Mutt.
A couple of years ago, I think.
So I just found out the good news for Mutt. He's done for the day.
Oh,
apparently,
good.
Two shifts is enough.
To what?
He worked this morning. He worked an hour here. And he's done, so he can do whatever he wants.
Good thing. The beer here is
Are you
awesome.
Driving him home?
Big,
he's driving
oh, he's
him
taking
home.
An Uber, as
yes.
usual.
Yes.
Right.
As
like,
usual.
Just like he did 2 years ago.
Can I ask this question? Because it's nice that we're here. Jake and Joe's is a great, great place out here in Waltham. Great sports bar, and it's nice that we could all get together because we don't see each other much, Jerry.
Especially you and Jerry. I know.
Exactly.
Christian would be so jealous watching you two.
But why, when I look out on the crowd, I recognize all these people. That's a salesperson. That's a salesperson.
Look at
this. That's
like 20 of them.
We used to call that.
There are a dozen salespeople at one table. How much food do you think is being consumed?
Jake and Joe's is losing. This one, boy, I tell you what.
Then we got management over here. Then we got Curtis over there. What the hell is Curtis here for?
Look at stuff in his face.
What is he doing here?
My friends and I used to call. When I was younger, the transition, that's when you go from beer to hard stuff.
Yeah.
Let's make the transition. They've already made it.
Oh,
it's 5:36.
Way past.
They got martinis going, shots, tequila.
Why are we doing this?
It looks like Beach Week with Brett Kavanaugh over here.
Keith, did they make your life easier?
What
your
are we
drive
celebrating
home will take,
exactly?
what, 2 hours?
Yes.
Okay.
What are we celebrating exactly?
Look at this,
I have
this,
no
this,
idea.
We free drinks and free food.
Well, I mean, that's, I guess, good enough.
One of the top Red Sox pitching prospects.
You can almost hear these guys getting fatter. They got massive piles of food.
Nachos, wings.
And you know the best thing? They're all laughing like they like each other.
Oh, yeah, having a great time.
We like you. We like you.
You know, they're fighting over accounts.
You stole my account.
Yeah, exactly. They're
bastard.
Having a good old time.
You know what they call this? They call this Wednesday. This is just another day in the week.
Yeah. There's another event tomorrow night, too.
I saw Backpack is here.
Yeah.
And that's Dickerson. By the way, a half an hour before the shift was supposed to begin.
They probably
that's
lied
an all-time
to him.
Record for Dickerson.
If they told him he had to be here for the 5 o'clock hour.
I'm not as confident as you are. They're the best team in the American League. I have a lot of respect for Texas. They don't steal a lot of bases, but they do manufacture runs.
Oh, boy. I'm guessing that was like an empty stomach.
That was
Lions, right? Dickerson just gave me the finger. Stop it. Stop it. Oh, doing your impression of Earl Thomas. That was funny, Dickerson. Yeah. Great.
Should have brought in Steve Lyons from Mutt.
Oh, that's
true. Brought Lyons. Yeah. Psycho was good.
He was there at that time.
I think so.
That's true. What else do you want to talk about, Jerry? You want to go to the next one on the topic list?
What do you think of Tiger?
The next topic list?
Bullet point.
Who would you rather play the Oakland A's or the New York Yankees? Jerry, you're up first. Go ahead.
New York Yankees. I don't know any of the A's. They all look the same. Those white guys all look the same.
6'2". White guys, I know. They're all the same.
So that's a lame answer.
I wanted to I was okay if Oakland won because then all the beat guys would have to fly across the country.
Just to piss them off.
Like, that's true. Oh, good. More points. I get points.
Like, no. Jesus.
Media people, so selfish. All they care about is themselves.
No, the Yankees will be much more.
Yeah, it's for us,
it's the
Yankees.
For us, it's the Yankees.
Yeah,
but
people
the A's
care.
And
the
games.
Win,
the A's.
I just have a funny feeling the A's going to win this thing.
Yeah, well, you love this starter by committee thing.
The opener. You like the opener.
The opener. You love it.
Think outside the box.
Nah, not on this one. Not on this one. Start
if you're,
start.
If you're the A's, which guy are you going to start?
Edwin Jackson.
Good luck.
Looks real good. You're going with Liam Hendricks. Have you seen this guy?
Jackson's not even on the roster.
No, Fires isn't.
Jackson is there in an emergency.
I don't even know.
I think he's there in an emergency.
For extra innings, they
extra
said.
Innings.
I'm like, oh, that's good. Plan for the 10th. That's a
bring
good
the
plan.
Starter, bring to have their starters save them for extra innings.
Good plan by the A's.
You got to go completely ass backwards.
Yeah, like that.
It's the Yankees.
No, Yankees would
people
be
really care more.
What's next on the list?
Because there's more emotion.
If Lou doesn't know the guy, here, I don't
who,
I don't
who
know.
Should the next captain of the Ryder Cup be?
Although my problem
that's
is.
Good question.
What do you think of Patrick Reed?
Fred Couples.
Not happy with the pairings.
Boom,
right?
Boom, boom. No, but he was apparently. Did you see that? The follow-up to the story?
I did not.
We don't have to go down this road, but maybe Jerry will be engaged with this. Patrick Reed threw a fit and said, oh, I couldn't believe I was paired with Tiger. An anonymous Ryder Cup member said that he was begging to play with Tiger Woods.
A what? Ryder Cup member?
An anonymous.
I thought you wanted to play with Spieth. So,
anonymous.
I thought you were imitating Trump. Anonymous.
I had a few drinks already. Yeah, so he said, I guess Patrick Reed was begging to play with
Patrick
Tiger.
Patrick Reed is just a bad guy, which
like
is
loser,
why he's fun to watch.
Yeah, it's great.
He had his parents kicked off the course.
That's the problem with that whole
parents.
Team. They're all known for being bad dudes or boring.
Who would want to play with him? He's a dink.
Oh, it'd be great, though.
Why? Dinks are good.
Play with
you
dink.
Don't like
to
dinks?
To play with for 5 hours, you're like...
It's a long day.
You want
to
beat his ass,
best
don't
friends
you?
With Justin Thomas. He said, can I just play with my friend and not with this a-hole?
No, Steve, I'll say this. The worst Steve? Day would be alternating shots. Because, you know, he's that one team player that, you know, you have a bad shot to the green. He's like, are you kidding me?
Yeah. Or he's like,
I got to carry you all day long?
Be like, did you see that counted when he played with Tiger? They counted his shots. He would have shot 83 on his own.
He was awful that day.
Terrible. Yeah.
So
awful.
He, you know, and he's just a dink. But he didn't actually fight anybody. I don't think.
No, he did. Not that we know of.
That was Koepka and
DJ.
Nice
DJ.
Team. Nice team they got there.
Good team.
All right. So the Yankees and the Red Sox.
And we
be
just
the best
got the injured list from the Colts, right?
Seven guys.
Everybody's
are out.
Out.
It's only seven.
And the left tackle still may be out. Okay, there's a possibility he's still going
Gronk
to be out.
Practiced.
Gronk did practice. Limited participation today. But come on.
Are you with Mutt? We all wanted to give Gronk the week off. Said, good, give him the week off.
Yes.
Let him heal up. Mutt thinks Edelman should get the week off, too.
That's stupid.
I think I'd play
why?
Him. I think I'd let him get it a go.
Why?
You know, he's eligible to come back.
Ask him. I don't know.
Put him on ice to the
I want Gronk to play if he can play.
What if he's 50%?
So doesn't it sound like Gronk is going to dress and they'll play him? And then if
not
they,
for very long,
not right.
Oh,
exactly.
That's fine.
They'll put limits.
Well,
on
I heard Tommy come with you guys. I don't think they're good enough to just be like, yeah, we'll just set them.
I think they are though.
Yes,
I
they are.
I think the Colts are bad enough.
I do think they are.
There's nothing. There's no reason to think the Colts are a threat. None. You know, they not. every you know factor variable.
Everything.
They're on the road. They had a terrible loss.
T.Y. Hilton,
they had a bunch
Jack
of injuries.
Doyle are
yep.
out.
Agreed. The only shot they got is if you just don't play Gronk. And they what? Double team Edelman. Now what? Now we're back
Josh
in the
Gordon.
Same boat.
You got Josh Gordon.
I'm with you with Josh.
Well, wait a minute. Why won't
best case scenario, what's he do?
Why won't all of these scrub players, next man up, why won't they play for Frank Reich? Because last week
he was
out there. He was willing to throw it out
he's
there to
mess.
Win a game.
I love that move.
That's not going to carry on for the entire locker
room. I do.
I thought it was stupid.
Terrible.
When you watch it live. Do you think it was a good idea to use the timeout?
No. That's
he
where he screwed up.
Last, yeah, okay.
No, he should have went for it the first time should've because the defense wasn't sure what they were doing. If they, you know, all of a sudden they snap and they go, oh, damn. But when you call a timeout and come back on the field, now
so
they know
the,
you're going
you
for it.
You complete the pass, you're at, what, the 47?
48, yeah, 47, 48.
You what are the odds of getting in field goal range with no timeout?
You of all people, okay? You
I mean,
of all people
very entertaining.
Have no problem with punting knowing you're going to tie. Ties are anti-American. Why would you ever do anything to make sure
odds,
you tie
they,
the game?
If they needed one throwing the flag in
he's
his
got,
face
he's
now.
Got him there.
They needed one first down.
Get off my lawn.
Thing.
You don't do ties.
I was watching it live, and I couldn't believe it. It was a mistake.
It was stupid.
It was
Lou thinks it helps him in the long run, I think, right? The culture of the team. He's a new –
aggressive.
They're not throwing it. He's just
there.
No,
but I'm just saying, meanwhile, Mike Vrabel's a genius. Why? Because he went for it, and it worked.
Well, it was three
this
point,
guy's an idiot because he didn't work.
Time, though.
Yeah. Okay, and if he doesn't get it, what happens?
you lose the game.
Okay. Yeah. So this guy, if you don't get it, what happens? Well, I don't know. Stop
well,
two passes.
Explain the timeout.
The timeout is different. The timeout is different.
It's the same sequence. If you use your timeout, you know you have no timeouts, right?
You know what, Lou?
You have to go 30 yards.
I hope it happens again. And it's, the reason I hope it happens again
is
because he won't do it again.
Right. He said he will do it differently.
That's true. He's lying.
No, I know. Of course he is. He'd get fired after the third time if he did that.
He will not do it.
But, you know.
No, it's worse. The general manager came out and said he was responsible for it.
The GM was?
Yes.
I didn't hear that.
He did not say that.
He did. He basically
said. What did he do? He texted him.
We got another walkie-talkie situation?
Well, that's illegal.
There?
That's illegal.
Yeah, you can't do that.
No, what he was saying is we talked about.
Go for it.
We talked before the season about
how
we're going to act with stuff like this, and we're going to play for wins.
Stuff like that. I've never seen that in my life.
They covered it all. They had it all covered.
Absolutely.
You've seen that before?
No, I've never seen that.
So this is a blowout Thursday night, right?
I'd be shocked if they don't win by 27.
I wonder if this is the game Sony Michel will suck and blow again.
He could. He could go right back to that.
Sony Michel never sucked and blowed.
No.
He might have 150.
He blowed. No, he never sucked and blowed.
Sucking and blowing is like, I shouldn't say that. Can I say that?
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, you're probably not. Safe harbor.
Don't worry.
Don't worry, Jerry. It's like baseball's unwritten rules. No. Everyone's got different opinions.
As you know, does
Zabano have like a portable button with him, like a dump button?
He breaks it with
his pocket?
He blows. That guy's awful. You're on for 4 hours. What do you get, 2 hours on the air?
I'm not sure. I don't hear it. You hear it. You tell me.
This guy sucks.
No. You sound like, when I listen, you sound like a liberal Democrat to me. I can't tell.
Sounds perfect.
Right. But you never, did you ever look at Sony Michel and say sucks?
No, I said after the first two games, he didn't pass the eye test.
Yeah,
but I'm just saying, the first two games, I didn't think. Obviously, he was struggling catching the football. He couldn't catch the football.
He's not a pass catcher.
He didn't look great.
He didn't look ready.
He's going to have to be a pass catcher.
We couldn't write him off.
He had nine catches last season.
But I also don't think that he was outstanding in this game. He got his yards.
Yeah, but you
I think a lot of other
running.
I think Jeremy Hill would have got 100 yards.
You could see his talent, can't you?
Yeah.
You don't see any talent.
No, I see the talent from college. He was pretty good in that game. I think he's going to be good. But he's going to have to catch the ball. That's the game today. You can't ever run.
Some guys don't. Did Corey Dillon catch a lot of balls?
It's a different game.
Well, now you do.
It's a totally different game. The running backs that have great impact in the game are two-way players. They can catch the ball. They can run.
Especially
and defenses have no idea what they're doing, what the purpose is, where you're lining them up, what they're doing.
I don't know why that's hard anyway. Why is it hard for a running back to catch a ball?
It shouldn't be. And I think they think he can catch the ball. He dropped two in the game before that, if you remember. They did throw him two passes. Mm-hmm. Right now they've got James White to do it. So one guy can catch the ball. The other guy can run. But you're right. He never sucked. He never load.
No, that is true. That is definitely true.
This guy sucks.
A little worried about Mutt now.
Why? Is he settling in now or what?
First of all, this is where Mutt makes a huge mistake because he knows there's a reputation out there.
There is.
So what you want to do is you want to hide in a bar, okay?
It's June. Like they're playing. They got 2.5 back.
And he just sticks out like a neon light.
He's not blending in.
Here I am, over here.
He's not blending in.
He's doing a Curtis. It looks like a water, but it's actually vodka, one of those kind of deals.
I like beer.
That's amazing.
I like lemon in my drink, my water.
That's amazing that you and Kurt, two fairly intelligent human beings, I say fairly, could not figure out what Curtis was doing for
that's
how many
amazing.
Years.
That's amazing. Like
really?
2 years. Since
you had
drunk.
No idea, no?
He was drunk every day. I never even saw him drunk when we were like in Florida out to dinner. He wouldn't drink
Jerry,
in front
Jerry,
of us.
He was drunk nonstop.
I was like Josh Gordon. Josh Gordon would do it. He did
we never
same.
Saw him
he was very
sober.
Successful.
That's right.
Josh Gordon looked a little better than Curtis.
He did, for sure.
Was 300 pounds. 300 pounds of chewed bubble gum. And, you know, we just didn't see him sober, you know? So never saw him sober.
Aren't you amazed sometimes when you think about those days and say, because you just thought he was dumb.
I can't imagine.
I mean, I've changed.
Right. He is. But now he's like sickly skinny. Now he looks like Michael Stipe. He's like this gaunt, you know, bald.
He showed up today. He showed up today. And he takes out his laptop and he puts it up
what
on
is
the
he
table.
Doing? Is he working?
Okay. And I thought it was like a Brandeis student coming over here and just catching up on some homework.
You know, is he producing this last hour?
What
is
he
doing?
He schedules the weekends. That's his job.
Oh. Doing it home.
So why did he have to come here? Why did he have to come here to actually
because
do it?
Look at all the guys. Tomasi's here. Dickerson's here. Jim Hackett's here. All the weekend stars.
Yeah, but he doesn't drink anymore. And big weekend lineup.
Hey, me and Fourier are on that. We're a big part of that weekend programming.
Fourier.
That's right.
Yeah, it's a big Sunday show.
That NFL Sunday show.
And you got tomorrow's pregame, too.
Glenn, what are you laughing about? You're on the weekends, too.
Yes, you work till 3 in
the
morning.
Bulls game. What are you
not this
about?
Weekend, brother.
No? What about tonight? Or tomorrow night?
I'll be on tomorrow night. But
and you, too, tomorrow morning? I mean, tomorrow pregame?
No.
Keith?
No. Just the day. I'm just focused on the 4 hours tomorrow.
Okay.
Just focused on that.
Why wouldn't you do two more? What's wrong with you?
There's a little break in between there. It's a whole thing, Glenn.
These millennials, you know. Josh Gordon, Jerry, lazy.
Less is more.
I shouldn't say this, but Curtis drank at 5 in the morning. Like, at 4 in the morning, getting ready for
the
show.
How did you know?
10:30, driving home.
How do you know he even went to bed?
He might have just been up the whole night.
I don't think he's... Well, you know what? You're right, because he slept all afternoon.
Then he slept afterwards, yeah.
He said he would pass out for like 3 hours and get up and mix another drink.
And I mean, you never noticed.
That's all you knew, though.
That
shift, you don't see a lot of drinking. I've worked with some heavy drinkers.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, name.
In the past.
But it's hard to drink at 6 in the morning, even if you're a hardcore drinker. So I never saw it.
I think for a hardcore drinker, it would not be hard.
But when you wake up, have you ever drank as soon as you wake up?
That's sort of the difference maybe between you and like an alcoholic.
What about Dino?
I think you're sort of describing the difference.
Dino, it's like, get in there. I don't think. I never saw him like drunk at 6 a.m.
Well, given your track record, not picking up Curtis, you never know.
I'm not sure you would have noticed.
I was with Dino for 20 years. But Josh Gordon amazes me because playing football drunk seems really hard. Playing in the NFL.
Shit, every game.
Or in SEC or whatever the
play at Baylor,
a big,
not necessarily drunk, just a shot. You know, take the edge off.
And then what? You puke, don't you?
But like, how can you be fat? Like, so get drunk. Do yourself a favor. Get drunk and run full speed for just 10 yards.
Did you ever play baseball drunk?
No,
I played pickup basketball in men's league one time. It was my wife's birthday, so we had to go to dinner. It was like at the game after dinner, so we had a few drinks. I almost fell down. Opening tap, I ran after the ball, and I fell down. I said, I can't do this. I don't know how you play a physical game drunk.
No, it's like when you you go out in a little golf.
And then all of a sudden
you stumble over the putt, you're like, I'm done.
Yes.
You know when you sit over the putt, and all of a sudden for some reason your right leg moves forward like an inch, and you're going, whoa.
All right, that'll do it for the day. That's a day.
Golf Digest did a study, and they said playing drunk, it doesn't affect you until you get on the green. Like driving the ball, people are fine.
My point.
Hitting it, and they hit the green, and they like see two balls.
Yeah, exactly.
But football, running downfield in the NFL, buzzed or stoned, if he does stay sober, which is a long shot, he's going to be amazing.
He will be. Yeah. But you're buying it?
No. Are you?
Okay, no.
What's the over-under?
I am.
Lou's got it.
I
had
90%. It's going to work
weeks,
out.
10 weeks.
Lou, no, 90% is going to work out.
Oh, over. Over 10.
Lou's become a dreamer now. Lou used to be like a
I just see the good in people.
That's
you
all
don't.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Don't you think, like I said, you don't believe in seven chances, okay?
You're cynical as hell.
Don't you think 10 weeks in or whatever, 12 November, December, one day we're going to
wait. All the holidays.
I'm worried about Thursday night getting 6 catches, 80 yards and a touchdown and being like, I got a party somewhere.
Right.
I got 10 days off.
So one day we're going to wake up and say he flunked the test.
We got to take a break because we got to get to Bradfoe, because the one thing the station doesn't have enough of is Bradfoe.
Yeah.
We got to get to it. All right, we'll take this break. We'll be right back.
Let's get you back to the WEEI Roundtable, broadcasting from Jake and Joe's in Waltham with Glenn Ordway, Jerry Callahan, Lou Merlone, and Rich Keefe on WEEI.
I'm not as confident as you are. They're the best team in the American League. I have a lot of respect for Texas. They don't steal a lot of bases, but they do manufacture runs.
But no Gronk, right?
Yes.
No.
But here's what. Here's
with
what,
no Gronk. Now, a little asterisk. Okay.
Mike, they're playing. They're 2.5 back or whatever. One of the top Red Sox pitching prospects, he said. They're off to, I believe, their third best start. Easy for me to say.
For your edification. Hold on. My phone is pulling up. It's postseason. Click on regular season instead of postseason.
Woo!
Makes this whole idea of doing this round table even dumber.
Yikes.
So that happened in the past, and who was the executive who said, hey, it went so
let's
well.
Let's do it again.
Let's do it all over again. We'll switch these guys around. Yeah,
I think we all know why we're here. We just see this table with like 20 salespeople having a feast.
I'll tell you what, they're going to go through the floor here in about a half an
just,
hour.
The beers, drinks, martinis.
This is embarrassing.
Party time.
So this is nice. So they draw us all out here. Keep good education for you, son. On how it works in the business right now, so that all of the sales accounts executives, we call them weasels,
sure,
can eat and drink.
just a
you
great
have
town.
To come out here,
right.
All the way out of here, drive all the way down here, hour and a half home.
Jerry Davis.
Do another hour. Yeah, sure.
When are you going to thank me and Mutt for the lead in?
That's
for,
yeah.
For the ratings.
Don't say save us.
What?
Christian's a little sensitive. You know that.
He Christian?
May be, yeah, he's not listening, so we don't.
Yeah, he was so pissed when he stormed out of here at 5. See ya. Gone.
No, he didn't even say bye. Good mood today.
He said bye. Dale just, he was like Sonny Michel. Right through
hockey
the hole.
Night. Hockey night.
Opening night.
Bruins game. Hey, before game. We go, third line, what do you think?
Bruins. I don't know. I don't, I'd say no? Liam Neeson or whatever.
Liam Neeson.
Liam Hendricks.
Liam Hendricks. There you go.
Do you guys agree that when we get our Marconi Award that Mutt should receive it, he should be the one on stage?
Yes.
So.
He's
yeah.
most responsible.
Yes.
Christian was a little confused. He thought that each one of us would
get
it
some
for
macaroni?
A day like the Stanley.
No, it's
like
the cup. Oh, yeah, get it for a week.
Then he saw what it looked like. It looks like the Bunker Hill Monument in glass.
Was it?
And yeah. And then he tried to figure out what you could actually do with it.
And then it got weird.
And then it got very weird.
Yeah, it's a turn. Yeah.
But I think Mutt should get it.
I do. Sure. I agree with you. Sure. You should represent.
Hey, he's carried your ass for the last month.
Yes.
When's Kirky coming back?
We hardly missed that other guy, that crazy guy.
It's all the question I get everywhere I go. When's Kirk coming back?
You do. What about me?
Yeah, when's Kirk coming back?
I said to him, you got to tell people. He tweeted out something. Or no, he did a little video audio thing, which Joey chopped up in pieces and flipped out. But
I'm
I said,
sure
people want to know how you're doing.
I heard that thing.
He sounds great. I talk to him all the time. He sounds like tip-top.
I was funny because I was listening. And
last
was like,
time he sounded tipped
up. It was like 5 seconds.
He walked on the railroad tracks that night.
Well, but I was listening to that whole segment you're talking about, and it was like 5 or 10 seconds of air. I was wondering why he even bothered calling in. How long did you really talk?
Hour.
He did. 20 minutes? He recorded it, and he sent it in.
Yeah.
And he took a shot at Keith. It was just a fun-loving shot.
Oh, I'm sure
that
it
could
was.
Cut out.
Just
sure
a shot at
Fourier. Yeah.
Did that air?
I'm sure it was.
No, he took that out. He said something about Fourier. He said something about Zarbano. They cut it all out.
So he's really changed. Wow.
Castiglione took a shot at him. I mean, it was fun-loving. It was
it's fun-loving.
All right, who's up next? Do we know Ryan?
Is he back?
Bradfoe. It's our Bradfoe. Oh, by the way, Bradfoe bringing us all shirts.
Nice shirts.
See the T-shirts.
Boom sauce.
He's got his own shirts.
Dickerson, Bradfoe, and Tomasi.
Dickerson,
there it is.
Backpack
Greg
and Bradfoe.
Dickerson in
that
the house and Backpack
dreadful.
Is here.
It says Drellick, too, but I don't know about Drellick.
Sounds like a band.
Oh, yeah, no
Drellick? So what's
Dickerson, Boom Sauce, and Backpack.
Boom Sauce and Backpack.
I don't see Drellick.
That's a good show. I don't think he's there.
Hi, Jerry. It was great seeing you,
too,
bud.
Big O.
Good. We'll catch up. We'll go
on. Of course.
Catch up, all right?
You guys have a great afternoon. Next time you get things going, build a little momentum, we'll do this again and ruin it.
Appreciate that. Thanks.
I don't know about you, Lou, but I'm not looking forward to looking at the ratings for this day.
These last 2 hours?
Yeah. We've been doing so well for the last week, too.
I know. Last time we did this, it was the Holly and Kirky show.
It sure was.
That
both
was.
Guys
it
was great.
Gone, never to be seen again. It's kind of sad.
Things have changed.
Never to be seen again, huh? All right, we're out of here.
All right,
we'll
boys.
See you guys all tomorrow. Goodbye, everybody.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.